Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stratford Hall, our focus this morning. Karen Daly, the president of Stratford Hall, is here this morning. Karen, it's good to have you here. Good morning.
It's great to be with you, Ted. Thanks.
For people who don't know, let's first of all talk about Stratford Hall and all of the history and the great house and all the great things that there are over in Westmoreland County that you can see. And you're not too far from our area. Stratford Hall is just another one of those history places we've got.
Absolutely. So just about 45 minutes away, Ted, you could drive straight out on Kings Highway, and we're a 2,000-acre historic preserve, the historic home of the Lee family of Virginia. So incredible architecture, archaeology, artifacts. We really give a lens into the life of the early colonists, the enslaved community that built and sustained the plantation, all who lived and labored on the land. So we'd love to invite folks out. Tons to see.
The great house itself is not like anything that you will see anywhere around here.
Not at all. It is truly unique in terms of colonial architectural forms, the chimney stacks. One of our wonderful advisors calls it a cacophony of brick. Just really exquisite. And so, yeah, it's huge. It was probably the grandest house built when it was built in 1738, and still has a number of its outbuildings as well. So you can tour not only the great house, but also the historic kitchen that was cooking for the Lees in the 1730s, 40s, 50s, and that we still use today in cooking demonstrations.
That's what's great about that, because you and I, a few years ago, stood in that kitchen and it's one of those things of where you just look around and you're in the place and you think of all the people that went through there, all the people that ate food that was prepared there.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that really makes Stratford so special, Ted, is that we have not only this incredible architecture, but also, again, almost 2,000 acres surrounding it that has been conserved. And so as you drive onto the property and then walk the trails, you truly are stepping back in time. I mean, that power of place, that sense of history is palpable, I think, at Stratford, more than any other historic site I've ever been to.
You and I went around, and I had no idea the size of the property. Mm-hmm. And it just was amazing to me that in the course, because when you said, oh, we'll take you around the property, I thought, this will be like 15 or 20 minutes.
Right, right.
And it was the morning.
Yeah.
And we still hadn't seen everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you, Ted, how many people who have been to Stratford many times really only know that 5 acres right around the Great House, which of course is an incredible 5 acres, and you could explore those historic resources for days. But yeah, we've got an incredible road down to an overlook on the Potomac River. We have 2 miles of Potomac River beachfront, incredible paleontology in the cliffs. We've got miles of nature trails, so you can walk almost 2,000 acres and really get a feel, again, for the history and the culture of the Northern Neck.
The cliffs.
Yeah.
They are just, it's breathtaking if you've never seen them.
Absolutely.
It's worth it going there for that.
Absolutely. Ted, I was just out this past week, and I brought someone down, our new county administrator in Westmoreland County, and took him out to the overlook. And just as we walked up, 2 eagles, who are apparently nesting, I mean, just flew out, and they were hunting. They were fishing. but just spectacular. It really takes your breath away. And we've got some exciting programs coming up on the cliffs. We're going to be doing a concert series this summer, Ted. So folks will be able to go listen to some music, enjoy some beer on the overlook and enjoy some music out right there on the Potomac.
What a great idea that is.
Yeah.
And that another good reason to follow Stratford Hall on Facebook, because all that kind of information is there.
Absolutely. Facebook, Instagram, or go directly to stratfordhall.org. You can sign up for our newsletter, and we'll absolutely keep you in the loop.
We're going to get into a lot of the history in a great program coming up, but the other great thing about when you talk about the Lee family, the Lee family, in all in so much of of this country's early history and into the Civil War. I mean, yeah. It all was around the Lee family.
Absolutely. I mean, they are really an incredible founding family of not just Virginia, but really of America. Of course, if folks know of Stratford Hall, they probably know it because it was, of course, the birthplace of Robert E. Lee. And that is true and something that you can explore and learn more about on campus. We have an incredible Robert E. Lee special collection on view in our visitor center mm-hmm. for folks who are interested in that aspect of the history. But Stratford goes back again to the 1730s, and those early Lees were really founding fathers.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to be a part of the upcoming semi-quincentennial celebrating the 250th anniversary of our nation. And Richard Henry Lee and Francis Lightfoot Lee grew up at Stratford, two signers of the Declaration. So we're thrilled to be able to spotlight those founding Lees.
I have not tried that word, but the other day, Mayor Devine in Fredericksburg had it and also tripped over it. And I thought, that's why you just say Virginia 250.
Right?
That's why
have.
It's called Virginia 250. Because it's, yes, it is such a it is such a long word. The other great thing that's interesting about Stratford Hall, when you talk about the visitor center and all, the library.
Mm-hmm.
The library is amazing.
It is. We have an incredible collection, not only an archival collection that chronicles the history of Stratford Hall as a museum and historic site open to the public since 1929, but that has an incredible manuscript and rare books collection.
Yeah.
We've got pieces that go back, I mean, to the 1600s. It's really wonderful. And Dr. Gordon Blaine Steffi, who's our director of the library and vice president for collections and research, does incredible programs, both on site as well as available virtually to really explore the collection there.
It's one of those libraries where it kind of goes up high. It's mm-hmm. got a lot of books, and it just feels very, I don't know, it just feels like it's the kind of libraries you see in movies.
It is. It's got a beautiful DuPont reading room.
Yeah.
Jesse Ball DuPont was, of course, a significant benefactor throughout the Northern Neck and a significant benefactor to Stratford. And the library was built in her memory by the Jesse Ball DuPont Foundation. And so we're thrilled to be able to have it. The reading room is really a lovely place, not only to come and study or explore the collection, but we also frequently host programs there, lectures, book talks with authors and the like.
Well, you mentioned Dr. Steffi, and he's been in here a number of times talking about. I mean, one of the great things he does is the greatest history podcast I have ever heard.
Oh, Ted, I love it. Stratford Mail. It's a mini podcast. And yes, it's, you know, a short kind of 10 to 15 minutes mm-hmm. of history, comes out monthly, and wonderful snapshots going through Lee family correspondence and letters in our collection, as well as other holdings. And it just really, truly brings to life those founding generations, not just of the Lees, but of all those early patriots.
Karen Daly here, and next weekend on the 7th, a big, big, big event at Stratford Hall. And we're going to jump into that and talk the rest of the hour about that with Karen when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Karen Daly in this morning, the president of Stratford Hall, stratfordhall.org, for more information on all the history and all the things going on. And boy, a big event on June the 7th.
Absolutely. Yes, Ted, Virginia resolved a commemoration of independence on June 7th, and we're looking at this as to launch a new annual signature event at Stratford Hall. We're commemorating the anniversary of Richard Henry Lee offering the resolution for independence with the Continental Congress. So it was his words that inspired the Declaration.
I did not know that until doing some research about this day, that mm-hmm. he was, how about that?
I know.
When you talk about just parliamentary things mm-hmm. and who, you know, makes the motion.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Richard Henry Lee is often kind of forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, we give a lot of credit and probably justified to Thomas Jefferson and others involved in the scripting of the Declaration. But it was Richard Henry who on June 7th set out to the Continental Congress the resolution that the United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, and that they should absolve, all allegiance to the British Crown. So the words inspired the Declaration, which was, you know, going to come forward then on July 2nd.
Wow. When you think about the time in what was going on, Karen, we often talk about all the signers, and the Lees were signers of the Declaration of Independence. But to be the person mm-hmm. who makes the motion, mm-hmm. you're really putting a lot at risk if this doesn't work out.
Absolutely. And the Virginians were really out front, Ted, yeah. all along. So, I mean, this is one way, of course, you know, with June 7th and the Lee Resolution for Independence. But it goes back even to the Leedstown Resolves, which was, you know, a full 10 years before the Declaration, when the, you know, the farmers, the businessmen, the planters came together and risked everything by putting out a resolution against the Stamp Act. And against the British Crown. So the Virginians were out front in the cause for liberty and independence from day one.
And you and I can sit here and talk about that, but to think about the Lees had a lot to lose. You just look at all that they had.
Absolutely. I mean, they risked their fortunes, yeah. of course, their reputations. I mean, with all the founders, I mean, by adding their name to those documents, by sitting in those, you know, those congressional meetings and voting in support. And I think that's part of why, you know, Richard Henry offers the resolution on June 7th, and it's not until July 2nd, right, that the votes start to come in. I mean, many of the other folks there needed to wait for their state, you know, the colonial legislatures to kind of give permission, support, lend their support to it. But Richard Henry was out front. The Lees were out front in this cause for independence.
That's what makes when we talk about the Great House or any of the original buildings that are there and talk about the conversations, because there had to be, you have to think that there were a lot of conversations about we stand to lose this, we stand to lose our lives if this doesn't work.
Yeah, and I think it's really fascinating to think about. I mean, we talk a lot about the Band of Brothers at Stratford, because Richard yeah. Henry gets a lot of play in this regard. I mean, he's the one out front, again, offering the resolution.
Yeah.
He and Francis Lightfoot are the signers of the Declaration, but then their brothers, William and Arthur, are active. Arthur is an active spy over in Great Britain, and, you know, propagandist over there,
yeah.
trying to, you know, rustle up, you know, support for the colonists. And the sisters as well. I mean, we've got wonderful letters that are explored in the Stratford Mail podcast and also in programming that we run, that where the women were writing back and forth to their brothers. Their sisters were talking about rights for women and voting and property rights. So really an incredibly revolutionary family, the entire generation.
Well, when we talk about the Virginia 250 that mm-hmm. we're going to really start hearing a lot about now, over the next few years, and you and I talked about this when we were in the last time, but now it really does start coming to light. Stratford Hall's going to be a big time player.
Absolutely.
In all of this.
Absolutely. I mean, we're thrilled to work with our partners in the Northern Neck, Ted, on a Northern Neck 250 commemoration.
Yeah.
So we have activities running from this year all the way through all of 2026. So in addition to the June 7th event that we're hosting at Stratford, we'll have an academic symposium coming up October 3rd and 4th at Stratford Hall, focused on We the People. And then next year we'll have signature speaker series throughout the winter and spring. And we'll be hosting with the Virginia 250 Commission at the 250th commemoration of Richard Henry Lee's Resolution for Independence. So Virginia Resolved of 2026 on June 7th is going to be a state signature event. So we're thrilled and can't wait to work with our statewide partners on
that. This really is a kickoff then. What's happening, this kind of gets everything going.
It does, absolutely. And I mean, Ted, we don't have these anniversaries often. I mean, the 250th right. anniversary of the founding of our nation, the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is an incredible opportunity for us as Americans to look back at those founding principles, to think about the future of our nation and what we want to build today. So really a wonderful opportunity, and we're thrilled at Stratford Hall to be a part of that because of the incredibly rich legacy of the Lees and the community at Stratford.
Well, and I just think of when the 150th for the Civil War was commemorated around here, and what that meant with so many people coming from around the country to see the battlefields around here. This is going to be this is going to be the same way that, like you said, the Northern Neck plays such a role. Stratford, Williamsburg, Fredericksburg.
Yeah, and we're so grateful, Ted. I mean, our General Assembly and the governor and our Department of Historic Resources here in the state have been incredibly supportive of the 250. And so we've seen state investment that, you know, far surpasses, exponentially surpasses other states. Virginia has been out front in the commemoration, again, as we were in the fight for independence, you know, 250 years ago, which has been wonderful to see. So Stratford Hall has been the recipient of significant grant funding to get us ready for the tourists, the visitors, the neighbors who are going to be coming out to commemorate this national anniversary.
Well, and they should. I mean, you and I have talked about this all the time. Stratford Hall is such a key place and shouldn't be overlooked and won't be overlooked because there's too much there to overlook it when you start talking about the 250th and who was involved and what they did.
Yeah, the history is really unparalleled. You know, I think in many ways, Stratford is not on the way anywhere. I mean, you have to be deliberately coming to Stratford Hall in Westmoreland County in the bucolic and beautiful Northern Neck. And so in some ways that has, you know, kind of kept us off the beaten track, which we're grateful for. I mean, it's part of why we have so much incredible land around the Great House, right? Conserved, so much of the rich agricultural tradition of the entire region conserved. You know, but we want to invite throngs out to visit us and to commemorate this important national anniversary at Stratford Hall.
It's so easy to get there too, and that's the thing. The traffic can't be. You can't say I'd like to go over there, but the traffic is not an issue.
You're right. It is easy peasy. You can get quickly from Fredericksburg, again, 45 minutes. We're about an hour and a half from Northern Virginia, an hour and a half from Richmond. So we are close to everything, and we'd love to welcome our regional neighbors out to commemorate the 250th anniversary at Stratford Hall, regardless of what part of Virginia they're coming from.
You think about it, you look around, and you think about what's available with colonial America. You know, you can go if you think about this area from Stratford Hall to Monticello and everything in between. There is a lot to digest over the next few years, and you don't have to travel far.
You don't at all. And I think one of the really impressive things about Stratford is that so much of the architecture that you'll be touring and able to experience is original. So we're not, you know, a rebuilt, reconstructed historic site. This is the original 1738 Great House, the original 1738 Kitchen. These are incredible architectural pieces to come and explore. Plus, then we've also got really wonderful opportunities to see things like our grist mill, which is, you know, built on the original foundation, you know, that the Lees operated. Much of their wealth was tied to shipping. And it was a tobacco inspection port for the entire region. So incredibly rich history and resources. And as Ted, you explained and experienced, you can spend not only hours, I think really days. We'd love
easily
for you to. And you can stay with us while you're visiting. So, yeah, happy to have folks join us. We've got lodging on site, which I think might be truly unique. I mean, you can stay in our guest houses or in our quaint cabins in the woods. I mean, it's really a lovely experience if you make a weekend of it.
I don't know any historic place where you can stay, you know, say, you know, we stayed at Stratford Hall, you know, last night. It'd be like, Did anyone know? You know, are you going to get arrested?
And I mean, truly, I mean, you know, Ted, the region. I mean, it's. I cannot tell you how many stars you can see when you come out and spend the night.
I bet.
I mean, the night sky is really incredible. So, in addition to again the rich, you know, colonial history that you can experience, those natural resources, that outdoor exposure is really unparalleled.
Well, and you and I talked earlier in the year. You got a grant and a pretty big grant in and you're replacing the roof of the stable house, the stable area.
We are, yes. We received a generous grant from the Mary Morton Parsons Foundation out of Richmond, and then it was a challenge grant. So a number of individuals stepped up to help us meet that challenge. And so we are replacing and restoring three roofs on campus. The grist mill roof, which has just been completed, so you can come out and see that one new. The council house roof, and then the historic stables. So that one is going to be starting next. And And yeah, it'll be a wonderful experience. Housed within the stables are two carriages that the Marquis de Lafayette rode in while he was, you know, on his tour of America.
That is amazing, because when the Fredericksburg Area Museum was putting together their big thing on that, they told me that they'd gotten a number of things on loan from Stratford Hall. I was just amazed.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And that was one of those carriages, I think.
So we talked about bringing one of the carriages. Unfortunately, the size didn't work. They couldn't accommodate it in the exhibit, but they had some other pieces on loan in their exhibition. Love working with our partners in Fredericksburg, the Fredericksburg Area Museum among them. And so we're really thrilled to be able to be a small part of their efforts.
It is amazing the cooperation that you all, when you're putting something together, getting something or offering something here, the cooperation between museums in Virginia is amazing.
It really is. I mean, it's an incredible network, and I think Virginia again is a kind of top of the nation in that regard in terms of historic sites and history organizations. But the museum community, you know, writ large, is also just a really strong supportive network, incredibly collegial. We collaborate all the times on programs. You know, Stratford is proud to be a part of the Virginia Association of Museums and active with our partners, and then also really active again with the VA 250 Commission, which has done a really wonderful job of knitting us all together around the 250th anniversary.
June 7th, 10 to 4, it's Virginia Resolve. We've just started talking about it. There's all kinds of things yet to talk about what's going on, and we'll do that when we come back. This is a ticketed event, so you do need
tickets. It is indeed.
Need tickets.
You can register online or come up day of. It is free, TED, for folks who are museum members, Friends of Stratford, as well as Museum for Alls and Blue Star Museum. So we participate in the Blue Star Museums, which offers free admission for military families from Memorial Day through Labor Day every year. So a number of different categories, and you can read all about that at stratfordhall.org if you go to the event registration page. We'd love to see you and would love to know you're coming. So do sign on and register, and we'll plan to see you on the 7th.
This is going to be really a big deal. This really is. This really, when you talk about the Virginia 250, this is really a kickoff for what's to come.
It is. We're looking to gear up. I mean, we're using this summer as our opportunity to start to generate the enthusiasm and energy, and then roll that energy and momentum into a fall academic symposium. We're going to be hosting the Museum of the American Revolution's reproduction George Washington camp tent in the fall, and there'll be some opportunity for the public to come out and experience that. And then next year, signature speaker series throughout the Northern Neck and the 250th anniversary of Virginia Resolved. So looking forward to it.
It all begins. And again, stratfordhall.org for information on Virginia Resolved, June 7th from 10 to 4. Karen Daly here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is a Stratford Hall this morning, stratfordhall.org in Westmoreland County, not far from here, about 45 minutes or so, an easy drive and all kinds of history. And a June 7th, 10 to 4, Virginia Resolved is at Stratford Hall. Karen Daly is here talking about really what is going to be a big day at Stratford. I mean, we talk about some of the events that you have, they have regularly. They don't compare to something like this.
Oh, I'm so excited, Ted. I'm shaking with excitement.
I know.
You can see. Yes, it's going to be really wonderful. We're launching the day on June 7th with a citizenship ceremony. We'll be welcoming about 80 new citizens to our country, which we think is a really wonderful way to commemorate Richard Henry Lee's legacy, right, in resolving for independence back in 1776. So thrilled to launch it that way with our partners at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And we've got wonderful support from our local Daughters of the American Revolution chapters, from Cobbs Hall chapter and Lane's Mill chapter and Leestown Resolutions chapter, who are going to be helping us welcome those new citizens. We've also got a group from the Sons of the American Revolution that are going to be doing doing that are going to be there supporting the event as well. And they're going to be helping us too, Ted. So after the citizenship ceremony, we've got musket demonstrations by the Sons of the American Revolution. We're going to have cavalry drills portraying the 1st and 4th Continental Light Dragoons out on the Oval in front of the Great House. We'll have the Great House, of course, open for touring. We're going to have an art exhibition in the Southwest Outbuilding from local students who created artwork inspired by Virginia Resolved. So we're really excited to be able to do that. And we'll have local students as well joining us, the choir, during the citizenship ceremony in the morning. So a great kind of local turnout of families. So exciting activities all day. The kitchen will be open and we'll have demonstrations going on. Dr. Brad Hatch will be joining us to do some eel pots demonstrations, talking about the tribal history in the region, indigenous history. So just a great program.
What a day.
Yeah.
Really, you combine just a lot of different things. Has there ever been a citizenship ceremony at Stratford?
Not that we can tell. I mean, if we have hosted one, it was many years ago. George Washington's birthplace hosted them, but it's going back at least a decade now since the last one. So we're thrilled. And this ceremony is going to be focused, Ted, on primarily children. There'll be a handful of adults, but mostly children who have recently been naturalized. So we've got as young as 5 that are going to be there, and then up through some teenagers. There's apparently a set of 10-year-old quadruplets who are particularly excited about the ceremony. We're thrilled. So there'll be a call of countries, and then the folks will they'll take the oath, and we'll have some remarks, and are really looking forward to it.
That's the kind of, I've seen a couple of these, and I mean, you just get chills.
Yeah.
And to see it, it really makes you realize how fortunate we are when you see people being naturalized, just how grateful
Absolutely.
They are and how we so many things we just take for granted.
Absolutely. And they'll have, I mean, as you can imagine, they'll have their families with them. We're hoping that the weather cooperates. We'd like to host the ceremony right out front of the Great House on the South Lawn. So fingers crossed that it's nice and sunny on June 7th. It should be a really, really meaningful launch to the day. And then again, activities throughout the day. So we're looking forward. We'll have kids activities. There's also going to be food trucks. So we're going to have kettle corn and ice cream, as well as Lisa's Kitchen and other food trucks. And we're going to have the Lee Society of Virginia with us. So if you want to come out and learn some more specifically about the Lee family history, they're going to be there with genealogy charts and talking about genealogical research, as well as pointing folks towards some helpful resources. So if that's your interest, we'd love to have you join us on June 7th for that as well.
This is the kind of event whether you're bringing yourself or you're bringing your family along or the grandkids or whoever you're bringing, just makes history come alive. To see something like this and to see all this up close, whenever you start reading about all of these events, you never look at it the same way after just getting a taste of something like this.
I agree. I think you'll experience history. I mean, truly, you know, in an immersive way at Stratford Hall on June 7th. We'll have Ampersand performing colonial music in the Great Hall. And so that'll really kind of allow you, I think, to think about what it would have been like, experience what it would have been like, right, if the Lees were to host an event there. And so it should be great fun. 18th century cooking going on in the kitchen. You know, you'll get to experience the sights and sounds and smells of going back in time.
And especially if you've been to Stratford before, if you've been to Stratford Hall before and just come on a regular day, sometimes it's easy to think of some of these historical sites as just nice sleepy places. It really is going to come alive. You're going to be able to experience Stratford Hall, like you say, like the Lees would have.
Absolutely. And we're even going to have the mill running. So if you're interested in seeing kind of, you know, how those grits get made, we'll have the mill running in the afternoon. And truly, they'll be, I mean, not just demonstrating, but actually grinding cornmeal and grits that will then be packaging up and selling in the gift shop. So you can take a little piece of Stratford Hall home with you if you'd like.
The mill is a great, because you kind of just kind of come upon it, and it just looks like a mill. It is a mill, and not only looks like it, It is, but you're like be able to do more than just look at it, mm-hmm. and that's what all of as you've described what's happening that day. It's just a lot of hands-on stuff.
Absolutely, we really do hope it'll be an immersive experience for folks visiting. And while you're down at the gristmill, enjoying the demonstration and seeing how that works. Of course, the gristmill is just steps away from the beach, and so if you're interested in hunting for shark's teeth, mm-hmm. You can do that on the beach. Throughout the day as well. It'll be open throughout June 7th. So if fossils are your thing, we've got you covered as well, Ted.
I was going to say when I think of great times at Stratford Hall, and I think of this now, and when you describe what's going to happen on the 7th, it is just so tiny in comparison. But a few years ago, I was there when they had an eagle release.
Oh, yeah.
And to see an eagle release in the backdrop of the Great House, mm-hmm. and you just think, it doesn't get any better than this.
Mm-mm.
Well, it gets a whole lot better than this with what you've got with all the Virginia 250 and Virginia Resolved.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, we've got something for everybody at Stratford Hall, and June 7th will just bring it all alive. Living history, demonstrations, cavalry drills, musket demonstrations, colonial music and activities, a local art show, the choir. So it should be really a spectacular day.
There's nothing like being at a colonial spot when there's muskets firing. It just adds adds that whole thing. So what are they portraying, the light dragoons? Do you know who were the dragoons?
Revolutionary War cavalry dragoons. So I'm excited to learn more, Ted, with our visitors on that day. I think this is the first time, at least in a number of years, that we've had cavalry reproductions, reenactments going on site. And we're, again, thrilled to partner with our Sons of the American Revolution on the musket demonstrations and some of the reenactment events. It'll be really wonderful to bring this site alive.
Well, bringing Stratford Hall alive for all of this and the Virginia 250, and you've mentioned just different partners and different things on the Northern Neck. Mm-hmm. The Northern Neck really has a story to tell in colonial America too, and that's what's great, that this story over the next few years is going to continue to be told.
Absolutely, and of course, you know, I'm partial to the history of the Lees, coming from Stratford Hall as I do, but our partners at George Washington's Birthplace will be with us on June 7th running activities for children there on the Oval, and they have been really key partners for us in planning the Northern Neck 250 commemorations. We've also worked with the Westmoreland County Museum. I believe they're going to be out as well on June 7th. The local A.T. Johnson Museum in Montrose, and you know, a number of partners throughout the region, because we've got such rich history. I mean, you know, the Northern Neck is the birthplace of presidents, and we want to really again highlight that incredible history.
I would think, Karen Daly, for somebody like you who's just committed yourself and for so many years now to Stratford Hall, and all of you, mm-hmm. Dr. Steffi, everybody there that has been working and laboring for years to tell the story, to have the 250 now starting to come into focus, and to have Stratford Hall playing such a big role, it has to be really satisfying for you personally and professionally.
It's so rewarding. I think commemorating this important historic event is just so rewarding professionally. And then to do it with an event like June 7th, launching it with a citizenship ceremony, I mean, as you mentioned, Ted, I mean, those events are so powerful. And so I'm thrilled that we could host this and be such a, you know, critical partner in commemorating the 250th. And for us, Ted, this is also kind of an anniversary launch. I mean, we'll be commemorating the 250th next year in 2026, our national, you know, 250th anniversary.
Yeah.
And then coming up in 2029, we're going to be celebrating the centennial of Stratford Hall's preservation. It was a group of ladies who came together in 1929 to acquire and restore the Great House and then open the site to the public for the first time. So we're really excited to kind of move the story forward as we think about the America's 250 next year and then move into our own centennial coming up in 2029.
Where would we have been without ladies saving things? Because you think of the Kenmore story, and that's the same way it's with Stratford Hall.
Ted, that could be a whole nother morning show, I think, just on women in preservation.
Yeah.
My professional career has really been spent virtually entirely at historic sites and history organizations that have been run by or founded by women. So it's just incredible thinking about the effort that was launched by the Mount Vernon Ladies Association in the 1850s to save Mount Vernon. But this then continued with groups like the DAR, with groups like the Colonial Dames, with groups like the ladies that came together in the Robert E. Lee Memorial Association to save Stratford Hall and restore it and open it to the public in 1929.
It's so interesting because historians will talk about how the Ken Burns Civil War series really ignited a lot of interest in the in the Civil War, and you do think that something like this, the Virginia 250, is going to really start focusing again on colonial America and what's going on here, and as you described all the things coming up with Stratford Hall, you'll be able to look back, I think, and say. It really was, you know, it was this June 7th event that sort of started things. And now for the next, you know, you've got a lot of things to start planning for and for people to make their way over to Westmoreland for.
We do. Well, and I think it's so critical, Ted, to keep these sites connected to our communities and relevant. I mean, we want them to be sustained for generations to come. I mean, our mission at Stratford is to give voice to these people, places, and past, right, to engage, educate, and inspire. And we do it not for ourselves or even necessarily our own children, but for our children's children and their children's children, right, so that they can all continue to learn from and be inspired by both the struggles and the accomplishments of our ancestors. Just honored to be a small piece of that at Stratford Hall, and hope we'll have many neighbors come out and join us on June 7th.
It's going to be a great day. And again, there are tickets. You're going to need tickets for this event, and you can get them online and get that taken care of.
You can, absolutely. StratfordHall.org. And again, Ted, we've got a number of groups that are granted free admission. So folks who are participants in Museums for All, also our Blue Star Museum families, military families, and Friends of Stratford. So you can join as a member and then get free admission, not just to June 7th, but throughout the year. And our Northern Neck neighbors actually can join as Friends of Stratford for a discounted rate. So we'd love to see many of our neighbors both join us as friends and join us on June 7th.
To be able to do what you do and to be able to provide just these great programs, it's important to become a friend of Stratford.
Absolutely. We could not be more grateful for our Friends of Stratford, because you're so right, Ted. I mean, they enable us to host these events. They enable us to bring school children for field trips to Stratford throughout the year, to host our paleontology programs. So it is critical to have that kind of public support, and we're so very grateful for our Friends of Stratford, both throughout the region and throughout the Commonwealth and the nation.
I guess go to StratfordHall.org. And get information on becoming a donor or joining.
Click on
there.
Join. Yes.
Well, and because we talk about you know, the programs or the exhibits, the displays, and those don't just happen.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of work and a lot of I mean, you've got some really professional people who are able to put these things and, you know, make them available.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, Ted, we look at that and are constantly, you know, trying to show what the value is of the work that we do. But you're right, it doesn't happen for free. So, we need to be able to, bring in the partners, the contractors, put up the tent to, you know, put the citizenship ceremony under if it rains. These things take money, they take effort, and we're so grateful for our Friends of Stratford who help us get this important preservation and education work done.
See, we have all the rain this week. It moves out in the next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay.
That's what we're working on, Ted. Yeah.
Blue skies,
right?
Exactly. StratfordHall.org is the website. Virginia Resolve, 10 to 4 on Saturday the 7th at Stratford Hall in Westmoreland. Karen Daly is here. We'll take one final break and wrap this up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Karen Daly in this morning, StratfordHall.org for Stratford Hall Plantation in Westmoreland. Karen, I do really appreciate you coming in and doing these shows, just because I love Stratford Hall. And just talking to you, you're so much fun anyway. And it's a great partnership to have you come in and share all this with the community. So thank you, because you got a ways to come to get to us.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. And it is my absolute pleasure, Ted. I love spending time with you as well. And it's just always a pleasure to talk about Stratford Hall, particularly with a history lover like yourself. So thrilled to be here with you.
Well, we talked about the Lee family, and they are about to step forward and really be part of what we talk about over the next few years with the Virginia 250.
Indeed. And so, as we mentioned, we're here today talking about June 7th, and we'd love to have everybody come out and join us for Virginia Resolved, a commemoration of independence on June 7th. But then we've got other Northern Neck 250 events coming up thereafter. We'll have an academic symposium in October. In later October, we'll again be hosting the reproduction George Washington Camp Tent.
So what is that?
So it's a really wonderful reproduction of the camp that George Washington used the tent that George Washington used while in camp during the Revolutionary War. And so we'll have interpreters down from the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia, where the original tent is housed and was painstakingly conserved a number of years ago. And that will be available for the public in late October. But even before that, then, we've got tons of activities going on, Ted. So if for any reason visitors can't make it on June 7th, we'll be hosting a number of other events coming up this summer. We've got Wind Down Wednesday, which we mentioned a little bit at the earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Our new open-air concert series, it'll be on the second Wednesday of the month, June 11th, July 9th, and August 13th, out on the Cliffs Overlook, so on the river. We've got a historic landscape lecture and garden tour coming up on Saturday, June 14th. We've got First Africans Day on Saturday, July 26th, to commemorate the enslaved Africans and African Americans who built and sustained the plantation. And then, of course, our Wine and Oyster Festival, which will be the third weekend in September, the 20th and 21st. So we've got something to keep you busy all summer long, Ted, and into the fall.
Boy, a lot of good stuff. And you can follow, Facebook has all kinds of great information and updates you on all those kinds of things. Yeah, the wine, and all of a sudden you start thinking about September, and it's not that far away.
I know. I can't believe that. I mean, what, June is this weekend?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's going to be here. It is here. So, we're thrilled to kick off the summer with Virginia Resolved, and then, again, have concerts and activities to keep you coming back.
Right, Virginia Resolved is going to be a big day. It starts from 10 to 4, and there's the One of the key pieces will be the citizenship program, because you don't get a chance to see those often, and to have one local is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think, Ted, what's so special about this is our citizenship ceremony will be focused on children, so there'll be a handful of adults, but mostly it'll be kids.
Ages, I've never seen that.
Yeah, ages 5 up to 18, 19. There's a number of sibling groups, so it should be a wonderful family-friendly event. Again, the DAR has been so wonderfully supportive. They'll be there with flags for all the new citizens. They'll also have a small reception afterward for them. And we're thrilled to be able to then have them join us for the rest of the day to commemorate independence, right? And the 249th anniversary of Richard Henry Lee's Resolution for Independence.
Again, I didn't realize until just a few days ago that he was, I mean, I'm sure you've talked about it and it's just gone over my head, but that he offered up the resolution and just everything involved in that. He's just to be admired.
Indeed. And I think it's something, I mean, we've for years and years, of course, we've talked about at Stratford how Richard Henry and Francis Lightfoot were the only two brothers to have signed the Declaration of Independence. So have, of course, great pride in that. But these band of brothers and even their sisters were so critical in the founding of our nation, even beyond just signing the document. And this is just one example of that, with Richard Henry Lee offering that resolution that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. I mean, words that would then be echoed in the Declaration of Independence only a month later. So wonderful to be able to commemorate Richard Henry Lee and the entire family that was so critical to our independence 250 years ago.
And like you say, I mean, I think I'll get goosebumps that day when you think about having the naturalization ceremony there, and just thinking about how far we've, what they, the price that they potentially, and the price they did pay to do all this and to have that happening right there at Stratford Hall. Yeah. It's going to be a great scene.
Yeah, I think it really will be. I mean, to think about those children and young adults taking the oath, as well as, you know, calling the countries, you know, from which they've come. I think it's going to be really powerful. And then to welcome them as new Americans, as new citizens.
10 to 4, Virginia Resolve, June 7th, stratfordhall.org for ticket information, and become a friend of Stafford. Stratford Hall. Become a friend of Stratford Hall.
Yeah, we would love you to be a friend of Stratford. You can find that online. And again, Northern Neck neighbors, y'all get a discount. So please join, and then you can come back and visit us year-round. And we'd love to see you.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Kara Daly. See you soon.
Thanks so much, Ted. It's a pleasure.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.